Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Monday, October 31st, 2016. It's Halloween. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Well, it's been a while since I have done an audio boo, but let's not focus on that. I wanted to talk a little bit today about the election and the stock market because, boy, you can't escape the election, right? You turn on any news channel, financial news channel as well, and they're talking less about finances and a lot about the election, but not even about the substance of the election, the policies. And I think that's because people don't really care. You know what I mean? I think people, for the most part, have picked sides, right? You're either a Republican or you're a Democrat. And if you're a Republican, you're kind of split, right? You're either an establishment Republican or a Trump Republican. I guess the Tea Party died, right? But anyways, they're not really talking about any of the issues. I mean, anytime you talk about the tax plans or, you know, policies for education, that all just gets flushed out, right? It all seems to be, what did Sarah Palin say? Gotcha politics, right? That's where we're at right now. Between Trump and all the alleged accusations against him, and the audio tape with Billy Bush, and the fact that he's a billionaire, that seems to get more weight than anything he's said about his tax policy or his plans. And the same thing with Hillary, with her health issues, alleged. I should use the word alleged, right? Alleged health issues, the investigation into her email servers, and then, you know, she just got a long history of stuff. Anyways, but let's move on quickly. I think I only have 10 minutes in the free audio boo version. So just talking about the market. I still think, even with all the stuff that's going on, that the market has really priced in a Hillary win and a split government. That is, the Republicans maintain the House and or Senate. I think that's kind of the way it will go. And if you think historically, the market has performed the best with a Democrat at the helm, in the presidency, and Republicans in one form of the House, basically put in some checks and balances, right? So they really can't do anything. They'll just argue a lot, especially if Hillary's in, then it's going to be probably lots of scandals and investigations. Heck, the woman can't help herself, right? That's just who she is. And I heard someone say, you know, if it's the other way, if Trump doesn't get in, you know, then it's interesting. Then we really don't know because, you know, he isn't one that is going to be beholden to the special interests, at least not right away, right? He doesn't have that background of being bought and paid for, right? So if some new idea comes, he doesn't have to do something because some lobbyist said, this is your position on education, or this is your position on immigration, or this is your position on this, that, the other thing, because no special interest group has been funding him. Whereas Hillary, I mean, you know, if anything new comes up, any new ways to do things, less likely to get addressed, right? Because she's already got her positions. They've been bought and paid for. So that's what we get. So she'll march along with education whatever else she wants to do. Raise taxes on the rich. Maybe try to do some healthcare reform since, you know, that's not doing too well either. Actually, I think, you know, if you think of the things that have helped Trump the most lately, I think one of the things that has helped him is the Obamacare price hikes, right? The big price hikes hitting a lot of states and a lot of the battleground states, and the percentages that premiums are increasing are quite substantial. Now, it doesn't affect the poor because the poor get their health care subsidized. So I think Bill Clinton said it best, is that, yeah, it's crazy that these premiums are going up like crazy, but hey, it doesn't matter if you're poor because guess what? Your subsidy is also increasing. Yay! So anyways, I think Hillary is still a favorite to win next week, and mostly because the demographics of the country have changed. The country as a whole has moved to the left. And I don't know if that's just the evolution of nations. The way things happen is that, you know, over time you trade in your freedoms for security and guarantees, right? So I think what we've seen is, you know, take a look at education, where you have the government so involved in college education now that one of the things Hillary is proposing the same thing Bernie Sanders was proposing, is, you know, free college, you know, get rid of student debt, which students use to, you know, pay for tuition and books, but also to live on and expense their lifestyle to while attending college. That's a big change from the way it used to be. Of course, the prices have increased, and many will argue that the prices have increased because the government is bankrolling education, right? It's a blank check. So the education establishment can charge whatever the heck it wants, right? So anyways, we have probably Hillary's likely to win. And I've seen the polls today. The polls are basically indicating that while things have shifted a little bit towards Trump, I think in the battleground states, they really haven't budged a lot. There's been a lot of email early balloting going on. A lot of that's already in. People can't change that. It's already in. I guess there's some states where you can change that, but who's really going to bother to do that anyways? Probably not a lot of people. Not enough, right? So the polls really indicate that they're for Hillary. Now, I know there's some people who think that the polls are a big conspiracy, and I've done a lot of looking into that, looking at some people on Twitter who are saying the Democrats are wildly oversampled. People said that back in 2012. And granted, back in 2008, 2012, there may have been a lot more excitement for President Obama, or, you know, Senator Obama at the time, because, you know, he was the first black candidate running, and there was a lot of enthusiasm for that, and he's a very dynamic speaker, and you know, his message got out and people really supported that. And guaranteed, Hillary does not have that kind of enthusiasm, but she does have, you know, her core group, and she has a lot of anti-Trump people as well, right? Because some people don't want Trump no matter what. So you know, that's my thoughts there. So I think in some of the states, it'll be interesting. It's going to be close. I mean, you know, Romney, they say, was, what, 270,000 votes away, you know, spread out over however many states. And that's a little bit misleading, because in states like California, with a large population group, that's so overwhelmingly Democrat in registration, that he is going, or the Democrat candidate will get so many millions of votes more just in this state because of the population, the demographic difference. So my prediction right now is that Hillary will win next week. And, you know, don't go jump off a bridge if she's not your candidate, or if Trump wins, don't go jump off a bridge either. Basically, I think she'll win, unless there's some new bombshell revelation that comes out. And this election season has been nothing but bombshell revelations, right? So I don't know what else is coming out. You know, WikiLeaks seems to be targeting Hillary. James O'Keefe videos targeting Hillary. But then you have the press, the media, and you know, entertainment channels, media stars. They seem to be targeting Trump. So anything can come out. There can be some hidden videos somewhere, hidden microphones. Who knows who did what in the past, right? Everybody's got a history of stuff that they've done in the past. So we'll just see what happens over the next week. I think as time goes on, it'll have less and less impact on the election. So it's got to happen pretty soon for a bombshell to release, to come out. So anyways, that's my prediction right now. Hillary wins. And that's that. So what does that mean for the stock market? I think overall, the stock market right now is close to record highs. It seems like it's been in a holding pattern for, you know, such a long time. We're seeing some news out today. You know, I saw Nike was downgraded, right? And I'm watching that, because to me, it's whenever you can get a company that's going to be around, you know, let's use the word forever lightly, but Nike's going to be around, right? They're not going anywhere. They make hugely popular shoes and apparel. So, but anyways, whenever I see a stock like that get bludgeoned, there's been some healthcare stocks that have gotten bludgeoned. Those are the kind of things I'm looking at to go into. I hate to buy stocks when things are at all-time highs, but I continue to dollar cost average in. We're exiting the summer season, which tends to be the weaker of the seasons, but that pattern hasn't really been holding out much lately either. Well, anyways, hey, I'm going to cut it short because I think I'm running out of time. Hey, if you have any comments, please leave them at the bottom of the audio boo, or on Twitter, or on my blog, or wherever else this posts.
And today's music from Podsafe Music at musicalley.com is The Storm with The One and The Many. See ya.
Let's hang our lives on the line. As we climb.